What are you thinking about when I buzz yourself with that one? What are you thinking about when the 15th round when you're coming out?
Adrian!
Rocky!
Yes, that's Rocky, one of the all-time great sports movies. And that's what we're talking about today. Sports movies, the good ones, the bad ones, and maybe some you've never heard of at all. I'm Joe Sullivan in for Chris Gasper on this edition of Season Ticket. Joining me today for this debate is the Globe's film critic and columnist, Ty Burr. Ty, welcome to Season Ticket.
Thank you, Joe. Great to be here.
So, Ty, I mean, you're an award-winning film critic.
Is that what it says?
Okay. In my mind, you are. If you haven't won any, and I trust you. If you say it's good, I will go.
It's a heavy burden, but I try to bear it lightly.
So you're a sports fan too, correct?
I am. I'm not a rabid sports fan, but there are things that I follow.
And so I can trust you when we're talking about sports movies here. You feel
You can. Well, let's find out. You can certainly trust me about the movies, and we can talk about accuracy of how the sports are portrayed.
Do you particularly like sports movies? Like when someone's going to – when you hear a movie's coming up about a sports topic, do you like cringe or do you think, oh, no, this is going
to
be great?
I, as with everything, I try to leave an open mind. If you let the movie be what the best movie it wants to be and hope for the best, and there are some sports movies that are definitely up there in my top 50. I always try to leave an open mind.
So I'm going to be upfront with the listeners, and I've told you this before when we've had conversations about movies. You know, Ty in our newsroom, he's one of those guys. Everyone's going to stop and ask him about the latest movie, even if the story's already ran. They want to hear the oral version of it for some reason. And I do. I'm guilty of it also with Ty. I've told Ty this. I'm not a big fan of nonfiction sports movies because they never get it right. And I think I've told you, and we can talk about this later.
You mean fictional or
nonfiction ones? They never get it right.
Okay.
They never get it right. Secretariat, I'm a huge horse racing fan, and the movie Secretariat drives me crazy. But we can talk about more of that later. What I want to know is, what are some of the best ones in your mind, sports movies ever made?
Oh, so when you're talking about nonfiction, I thought you were talking about documentary there for a second.
You're talking about
fictionalized, dramatized versions of true stories.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, that's true in any case, because they're always going to cut corners for the sake of drama, for the sake of moving the story along, for the sake of smoothing it out. But favorites. I was thinking about this list when I was putting together my list last night. And I know we talked earlier about there was a sort of split on the baseball films featuring Kevin Costner. I know that Field of Dreams is beloved by many people, and I like it a lot. I'm actually a bigger fan of the book, and I was one of those things where I read the book first, and so the movie, while I like it a lot, will never measure up to the book. But I know there are some people who really hate that movie. It's just really sentimental. It pushes buttons, and if you don't like those buttons pushed, you're not going to like it.
So this is weird. Why do I get sucked into it? I love Field of Dreams, and I'm the least sentimental guy there is, but I love that movie.
Well, then it pushes your buttons in all the best ways.
I guess.
But I like that movie a lot. I love Bull Durham.
Yeah.
You told him I was going to throw a deuce, right?
Yep. Man, that ball got out of here in a hurry. You know, anything travels that far ought to have a damn stewardess on it, don't you think?
To me, that's probably the best movie about baseball. Not necessarily the best movie about the play, the playing of the game, but definitely the best baseball movie.
Yeah, and it's funny and sentimental a little bit. It strikes some good chords, too.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I love to point out about Bull Durham. Maybe someone's done this for you before. So in the movie, Crash Davis gives his big soliloquy to Annie Savoy, the sort of baseball groupie, you can call her. And he's talking about things he believes in. And one of the things he says is he believes that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Yes.
I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve. And I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
Kevin Costner played Jim Garrison in JFK. Who obviously believed the opposite.
Right. You go where the money is. You go where the work is, I guess. I hadn't thought about that, but that's actually
right?
True. Yeah.
That's not an original on my part, but someone sold me, and I find it interesting. All right, so I'll just start with, to me, the clip we played, Rocky is the best sports movie ever made.
Okay.
Does it appear on your list?
Sure. Sure, it does. It has to. I mean, it's a classic of its time. It's a classic of its genre. It's a classic of its star's career. And it's foolproof. You can watch that now. I don't care how old you are. You can, and when you watch it, it plays as well today as it did when it came out.
Wow. And a lot of movies don't age well.
No, that's true. Certainly the sequels. I would say the sequels have not held up as well. What's the one with Ivan Drago? What's the one?
Is that four? Rocky
that's four.
Four.
That is such a time capsule of its era. That one,
Well, we get James Brown in there. That's the only the
that's
best
true.
Part, right?
Oh God, yeah.
Living in America.
Yep. And I'm a fan of Creed, the most recent one. I just thought they were able to reinvent that franchise in really interesting, smart, heartfelt ways.
I went to see Creed because you told me to.
And?
And I liked it.
Okay,
you
good.
Were right. I was surprised. I was ready not to like it mm-hmm. because, come on, this can't be any good. But it was really good. Michael Jordan.
Yep.
What did he go by? Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was terrific.
Yep.
I thought it was a...
And Stallone's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say your name was?
Don.
Okay. Well, so the girl said you wanted to talk about something?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about training me.
Training? I don't do that stuff no more. Sorry about that. Listen, it's getting kind of late, kid, so I'm going to close up.
You know what? One of my favorite boxing movies, recent boxing movies, and when I say recent as opposed to classic Hollywood, that nobody talks about a lot, Cinderella Man.
I've never seen that.
And you should. And a lot of people should see it. I wish more people had seen it. It's the story of James Braddock, who is a boxer in the 1930s and had early success and then was past his peak, really struggled in the Depression with wife and kids, near poverty, starving, was doing anything for work, managed to mount a successful comeback, thus the title Cinderella Man. Stars Russell Crowe. Who's terrific. It's directed by Ron Howard. Ron Howard has made tons of movies and blows hot and cold. This is one of his very best ones. It feels like an American movie in the best, least corny ways. At the same time, it's sentimental as hell. You're going to be crying. Yes, you are going to be crying.
I'm going to be crying?
Yes,
all
you.
Right.
It's really good.
All right. Well, I'll have to get the Netflix account going.
And yeah, I'm sure it's on there.
And get that. We'll test the cry test for Joe Sullivan. It takes a lot, let me tell you.
So you just remember who you are. You're the bulldog of Bergen and the pride of New Jersey. You're everybody's hope. And you're your kid's hero. And you are the champion of my heart, James J. Braddock.
Continue with your list. I want to hear some others. I want to react to your list.
Okay. Think about football. Now, I will make a confession here. I don't follow football. I'm a huge baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
I do not follow football.
Right.
I am the one person in all of New England that doesn't watch a Patriots game. It's not my thing. That said, are there great football movies? Of course there are. And again, another caveat, I have not seen Rudy, which is, I understand, held up as a classic.
We can talk about Rudy later. I have a real strong opinion on it, but I want to save it. But
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I know the slow clap scene. That's about it. North Dallas 40. It's a great football movie from the 70s, late 70s.
Yeah. So I can't. So North Dallas 40. So this is where I'm like you with Field of Dreams. The book was so incredibly original and refreshing. The movie just seemed to be like a caricature of the book.
Okay.
So I didn't care for it.
Fair enough. There is a completely forgotten movie called The Best of Times from the 80s, I believe, or early 90s, starring Robin Williams and Kurt Russell.
Oh, I know that movie, yes.
Who were in a college football game, and Russell was the quarterback, and Robin Williams was, I forget what position. They lose the big game, and then 20 years later, they're miserable in their suburban lives, and they manage to replay the game and get everybody back together. It's a total corny Hollywood comedy that works. And that's one that just kills me. There's stuff
at the
end.
Well, two really good actors
that
have great chemistry in that one, I think, yeah. And Robin Williams, for me, he just fractures me almost anytime.
Except it's not a comedic role.
Yeah,
he plays the screw-up, the guy who dropped the ball and has been paying for it for the rest of his life.
I'm calling somebody else's number. I can get open. You drop that damn thing again, Jack, your life is over.
Just throw me the goddamn ball, Reno.
I honestly was thinking about football movies yesterday. And I remembered one of my favorite sports movies, and it's a documentary, and it's hard to find. It's only on DVD. You can't find it on streaming. It's about 8 years old, I think. It's called Harvard Beats Yale 29-29.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you know that movie?
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've not seen it, yeah. Which is the famous game in the
68.
Where Yale was heavily favored, mm-hmm. and Harvard rallies in the last quarter to tie the game.
Mm-hmm. In the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I watched it again recently with a bunch of friends who are all football fans more than I am. And it's just a game and a movie that has everything. You have, like, you know, players who had just come back from Vietnam. Mm. You have the original BD from Doonesbury, Brian Dowling, was
quarterbacking
Yale. Tommy Lee Jones is playing for Harvard, and he's interviewed. There's just so much drama, and also the way they use the old clips from, you know, the old movie clips from up, it looks like, you know, up in the blimp or something like that, but also the old TV footage. It's just terrifically moving. It's a great story.
So I actually have film of that game that
Do
the
you?
Former Globe publisher, Bill Taylor, gave to me, and I have it locked away somewhere. So it's I don't know what we're going to do, though. We have to do something.
Yeah.
It is one of the most famous games in Harvard history. So here's a football movie that I like, mm-hmm. and it cuts against the grain of my philosophy that I don't like real-life characters. Remember the Titans?
Oh, yes.
So this is about when they integrated schools in Northern Virginia, mm-hmm. and the white high school had to play with the black high school, and they're coached by a guy named Herman Boone, mm-hmm. who inspires them on to the state championship, overcoming adversity after adversity.
And who plays Boone?
Denzel Washington plays Boone.
All right, listen up. I'm Coach Boone. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season. We leave for camp, Gettysburg College, August 15th, 7:29 a.m. If you report at 7:30, you will not be playing football this season. You will be watching. You will wear a jacket, shirt, and tie. If you don't have one, buy one. Can't afford one, then borrow one from your old man. If you don't have an old man, then find a drunk, trade him for his.
And so maybe I'm partial to this because I've actually met Herman Boone,
mm-hmm.
and he is an inspirational person. He once gave a talk at a national sports editors meeting, and first he makes a joke that they couldn't find anyone handsome enough to play me, so they picked Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then he looks at us in the sports editors company, and he like points the finger at us, and he says, "You know, there's still not enough black coaches in football. There should be more. And you know what? You guys out there, you sports editors, you can do something about it."
Mm.
And I'm sitting in the back of the room, and I'm going, holy mackerel, we can do something about it. And we actually did. I came back, I signed Bob Holder's story,
uh-huh.
and we did a whole story about black coaches in America. And
uh-huh.
and then Stonehill College hired a black coach, and at the press conference, the athletic director said our story inspired him to do
That's
it.
Terrific.
So
I love
Herman Boone, you know, I'm ready to run through a wall for Herman
okay.
Boone. All right, we'll be back with Ty Burr after this short break. More about sports movies. Welcome back. Do you use Spotify? If so, you can find us on there now. Just search for Season Ticket and follow us there. And of course, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribing is the best way to make sure you get the latest episode as soon as it's available. Back now with Ty Burr, the Globe's film critic and columnist. I want to ask you about a movie that's coming out shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits home with, I think, Globe readers. Because it's about Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan and the controversy in figure skating around these two Olympic skaters. So can we get a sneak preview
Absolutely,
of your review
sure.
of what you thought of that?
It's called I, Tanya, with tongue planted in cheek. And it is the saga of that event told very much from the point of view of Tanya Harding.
Mm-hmm.
In a serio-comic, you are there kind of way. With Margot Robbie, who we don't expect to be playing that kind of character, doing a really good job as Tanya Harding. Allison Janney, who's possibly going to win a supporting actress Oscar.
For that role.
As her mother.
Boy, she's great, isn't she?
She's amazing in this. And it is done in the style of, you see, like The Wolf of Wall Street or The Big Short, where characters break and talk to the audience. And it's based, a lot of it is on interviews with Tanya Harding that the director did. And it's really about fame and class and the raw deal she got from a number of people, at the same time not coming off entirely innocent herself.
So it's sympathetic to her.
It's very sympathetic to her in a very sardonic, smart, clever way. What it's not about is Nancy Kerrigan, who's barely in it, and I'm sure that has to do with the fact that she wasn't willing to participate.
She wants nothing to do
with
it. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I can
I mean, the event is dramatized. The event is dramatized, but, you know, as quickly
as possible.
So you liked it. I like it very much.
So let's get back to our historical movies.
Sure.
Tyler, continue down your list for us.
I was thinking about basketball movies. You know, we could almost go sport by sport.
That's a good idea.
You know, what's the great bicycling movie? Breaking Away, you know? Basketball movies. Well, probably the best documentary is Hoop Dreams.
Right.
And the best dramatic has got to be Hoosiers.
We're way past big speech time, huh? I want to thank you for the last few months. It's been very special for me. Anybody have anything they want to say?
Yeah. Let's win this and for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
That's a movie I can watch whenever I come across it on TV.
So I'm a huge basketball fan.
Okay.
And I think Hoosiers is just okay. A lot of things bothering about it. So here, let me tell you a quick story. So the character in there who is the hero who hits the shot at the end is Jimmy Chitwood. That's the fictional character. In real life, it was a guy named Bobby Plump. And Bobby Plump owns a bar in Indianapolis called the Last Shot Bar.
Okay.
And I was there with a group of guys one night, and Bobby Plump was there. And we went all through the making of the movie. He was a technical advisor on it. And he's a fascinating character and a great, true-to-life great basketball player in his day. And he thought the movie was just okay. Because we asked him, so what's true about that movie? And it doesn't pretend to be. It's fictional. It's not the real names of the high school or real names of people. And we go, what's accurate about the movie? And he goes, that I hit the last shot. So it's
well, I still think as drama, I always remember the scenes with Dennis Hopper, who had a career comeback with that role.
Yeah.
And Gene Hackman's performance in it, I just find it terrifically moving. To me, it's a great slice of Americana.
So did we do baseball?
We touched on the Costner movies, but there are plenty of others.
Baseball dominates, doesn't it? There's more movies made about baseball.
You know, Moneyball recently. I mean,
you like that?
Yeah, I like that. I think it's a good movie about the business of baseball, but you can probably tell me, you know, what's completely wrong about it.
So I have never seen it. And, you know, I was ordered by a really important person to see it, and I ignored him. Marty Baron, the former editor of the Globe, said, Joe, you should see Moneyball.
and
I didn't go. I disobeyed him, yes.
Why?
Marty Baron, for our listeners know Marty Baron was editor of the Globe in the Spotlight movie, a favorite movie of ours.
That's
both of ours. And now he's the editor of the Washington Post.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
I was honored to be sitting next to Marty Baron when he watched that movie at a film festival.
Uh-huh.
And when Liev Schreiber was playing him on the big screen, you could tell he just wanted to shrink down and disappear under his seat.
I believe it.
The kind of person that looks for publicity. But why didn't you go see Moneyball? I think that would be right up your alley.
Yeah. It's my motivation my feeling that I don't like movies that are going to be end up fictionalized about real people.
Yeah. Okay. To me, it's interesting because it's about the business.
Are you telling
me
I should see it too?
I'm telling you should. Yeah, I am telling you should see it. It's about the business of the sport, which we rarely see gone into. It's you know, we're always on the playing field.
Yeah.
Pride of the Yankees, of course, is a classic.
I would agree with that.
Right. Even if Cooper couldn't bat worth a lick, and they actually had to, you know, the story about how they had to reverse the uniforms and the film so it looked like he was batting left-handed.
Yeah.
There's some great stories there that, you know, you can show that to a 10-year-old kid and they'll be in tears at the end.
I mean, yeah, it's just terrific.
It holds up really well.
I have been walking on ball fields for 16 years, and I've never received anything but kindness and encouragement from you fans.
Another one I like from the classic era is Fear Strikes Out.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So that's the story of Jimmy Pearsall, who was in with the Red Sox.
Correct.
And many other major league teams eventually, but he was with the Red Sox when he first came to the major leagues. A movie about mental illness.
Right. Well, he famously had a nervous breakdown during a game.
That's what they called it in those days.
Yes. Yes. Anthony Perkins, Tony Perkins, great casting before Psycho plays him.
Yeah.
Carl Malden plays the dad. And this is one of the great movies about nightmare sports dads.
Yeah.
Who's always driving. You got to be the best son.
Yeah.
Until he freaks out and climbs the fence at Fenway Park and then goes to one of those saintly 1950s psychiatrists to put it all together. And we were talking earlier about how he didn't climb the fence. Or there's a lot of stuff
I doubt that really happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in fact, Pearsall was not happy with the finished film. He thought it simplified greatly his relationship with his father, among other things. But it's a striking film. And actually, that breakdown scene is one of those great 50s freakout black and white scenes where he's, and Perkins, he's really distressing. He's really, it's an upsetting scene to watch.
So we hit football, we hit baseball, we hit basketball. Is there a hockey movie on your list?
Slapshot.
Of course.
Of course.
That would be on everyone's list.
Of course.
That is a really funny, well-made movie, right?
Yep. Paul Newman, man. And the brothers, you know? You know what is another good one? Goon. Have you seen Goon from recent years?
No, tell me about Goon.
So yeah, a little-known movie that people haven't really seen but probably should, 2012, with starring Sean William Scott, Stifler from the American Pie movies, as an enforcer, a hockey enforcer, done with a lot of brio, a lot of humor. It's fictional. It's a good little movie. I really highly recommend that one.
You know, we're all leaving here with good recommendations from Ty. But before we go, Ty, let's talk about ones that stink. Can we just do that?
Oh, sure.
What's like the worst sports movies you have? And you had mentioned Rudy before.
Well, I don't think that's – I haven't seen it.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm telling you, it is just awful. And it is such sentimental bunch of crap about – and I love Notre Dame. My daughter went to Notre Dame. And,
well, then why do people hold it up as this classic?
I have no idea. And you know what? Here's the truth. When Rudy was he's a real person,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the team, they're not going to play, they're not going to wear their uniforms unless Rudy gets to get into the game.
Right.
In actuality, the real football players despised him. They thought he was an idiot. and so my daughter, who goes to Notre Dame, and of course the kids are real sentimental there, they're mm-hmm. watching Rudy. And as they're watching it, my daughter says, you know, my dad told me everyone hated him. And he goes, shut up. What are you telling us?
That's why they make movies, to change the story around.
But what about yours? What's like the worst one that you
have? Oh, man. Celtic
Pride.
Celtic Pride. Thank you very much. I can't even say the words.
Dan Aykroyd and they kidnapped some guy.
Oh, God. I've purged that movie from my memory. Daniel Stern. And Jesus, who else is in it? It has the worst Boston accents. It's the last Boston movie before Good Will Hunting came around and sort of righted the genre, the ship. But before that, you had some really terrible Boston movies, including Blown Away with Jeff Bridges, also with one of the worst Boston accents in film history, and Celtic Pride, which is just a basement dive of Boston cliches, Boston sports cliches.
All right, so avoid Celtic Pride, avoid Rudy, but go see I, Tonya when it comes out.
Yeah.
That's our last bit of advice here before we sign off on season ticket. Ty, we're going to have to do this again. I have more to say.
Okay.
I know you do too.
And I want to hear more about the classic sports movies that you despise.
And we can do that.
Okay.
All right, we'll do this again. Thank you for joining us here on Season Ticket, Ty.
Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of Season Ticket, a production of the Boston Globe and WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Joe Sullivan, in for Chris Gasper. Thanks for listening.